It's been a long haul for East Honolulu residents who fought to preserve the scenic views and cultural sites on the Ka'iwi coast and to ensure the health of Mauna Lua Bay. It covers everything from the wetlands to the fish ponds to the shoreline. There is much for the community to celebrate for its work in conservation. Anne Marie Kirk is one of the driving forces behind the first Heritage Festival that's happening next weekend on May 12th. Welcome.
Hi, how's it? Aloha.
So I've known you for a while now, and I've covered many of these issues.
Yes.
So it's really kind of nice to see the community coming together to say, hey, we did something right.
Absolutely. I mean, it's a big celebration. It's a celebration of our area. It's a celebration of really our community members. We want to have this festival to celebrate their work, but also to share with them our ongoing projects and really being proactive in celebrating our community.
So what's maybe the one issue that's maybe at the forefront right now for your groups?
Well, actually, for the festival, our theme is Eho Mai I Vai Vai. It's about water. That is, we're asking for the abundance and prosperity and wealth of water. The deeper meaning is let those waters flow, whether they be in the mountains, in the ocean area, in our streams. And under that is even what's called a noahuna, elusive meaning. And that meaning is, as we ask this as community members to bring forth this abundance, we also need to be stewards of that and to treat our waters with aloha through how we feel in our heart and aloha of our hands and the work that we're going to do there. So that's the theme. Each of these groups are tied to water, from Malama Mauna Lua that does work in Mauna Lua Bay, to Huli, who does work at Paika Lagoon, Livable Hawaii Kaihui at Keawawa Wetlands, Mauna Lua Fishpond Heritage Center at Kaniwai and Kalau Ha'iha'i, MaunaLua.net, who I'm a part of, which is the sharing of those stories, and then Mauna Lua Community Foundation, who supports these groups in the work they do for water. It's going to be an amazing couple of days there at the Hawaii Kai Town Center.
Now, over the years, we've seen community cleanups and, you clean the invasive ogo up from the bay, and you help to clear the wildlife areas back in the valleys.
Yes.
It really has been a long haul for the community.
It's been a long haul. Sometimes when you have a boulder and you're pushing up that mountain, you don't think you're going to get to the top. I think we've pushed that boulder to the top on many issues, and we've come to a place where we can look down and say, look at all the work that we've done. You know, sometimes when it comes to community work, people get discouraged. Please don't get discouraged wherever you are. Continue that work because positive things happen, and we see that out in Mauna Lua, Mauka, Makai, and we continue to do good work.
And a lot of this is really preservation and conservation. And a lot of it, I think, when you look back over the decades, it was the community reacting to development.
Yes. Yes.
Whether it's from Sandy Beach, all the way down.
Exactly. So we've been reactive because so many things have been coming at us. And we've come to a place in our community where we can understand these issues and how to work with the different state and county agencies, and how do we work these situations. But this is us not being reactive, but proactive. Proactive in our future, proactive in the care of water in our area, from our streams to our wetlands to our springs to Mauna Lua Bay itself that runs. Sometimes Mauna Lua Bay, people have a sense that it's just in the Hawaii Kai area. Mauna Lua Bay runs from Kawai Hoa, which is China Walls off of Koko Head, all the way to Le'ahi, Diamond Head. That is Mauna Lua Bay. All these communities were not separated. We are bound together by the waters of our area, and Mauna Lua Bay being that biggest body of water. But when you look at our springs, at Kaniwai Spring, for example, the waters of Kane and what it can teach us, the spring at Keawawa Wetlands, which is Kanehala, what are the stories that they can tell us? Not just the water itself, but what does the name mean? We have community members who have been coming out and doing community work for years now at Hawea Heiau. And what they're doing is they're not coming once, they're coming over and over again. So Mauna Lua is feeding the spirit of our community, and this is a celebration of that work.
And over the years, the community has come together to be able to better identify the cultural resources.
Yes.
All along that coast.
Yes.
And we saw what happened during the rainfall and all the destruction.
Yes.
When the waters came down the ridges like that. And we saw, 20 years ago when those large boulders came rolling down, I think, in Niu Valley.
Yes.
I mean, it really is amazing when you think of what Mother Nature can do.
In the space of 3 hours, on that Friday night, this recent one, I mean, I went from, wow, I think it's going to rain, to, oh my God, what's happening, you know, and having pumps on and brooms and moving water. And we've all been affected. Those in the community group, some of the people that are leading these groups have been very heavily affected by mud and water in their homes. And so we're dealing with that as well. Now, that's maybe an asking of too much water for our area.
Oh, whoa.
But what it says is how fragile these areas are. And we have something now which is really exciting, which is the watershed hui for Mauna Loa. So looking at places like Kamila Nui Valley and Kuleo'o, because in those rains that happened 20 years ago, in fact, I didn't get home that night because the roads closed. I ended up spending the night at friends in Wailupe. And here we are 20 years later dealing with these same issues. So we have to look at our aina and look at how we're dealing with these issues. And that's that proactive that I'm talking about, and that's some of the things that community can learn at this festival.
Right. And so I guess when we're mindful of the rains that affected Kauai and East Honolulu,
yes,
we can count our blessings that it wasn't worse. But then, again, an appreciation for Mother Nature.
I mean, when you look at Mother Nature, and especially live in Hawaii, which is an active place, I mean, we're surrounded by water, the spirit of the land, but I'm humbled by Mother Nature. I think we all are, and we can never be above it. What we have to learn is how to work in harmony with Mother Nature and understand there are times when there's things we just cannot control. So what do? Is we come together, community, and how can we work together? I mean, that interview you had about Kauai earlier was just amazing what's going on there, and I have close friends that are there, and I know they're dealing with those issues, but as we move forward, how do we be proactive for the next time this happens? What can we do as communities on every island?
So what can we look forward to then on the 12th?
My gosh, what can you look forward to? It's going to be awesome. So we're going to have musicians like Tavana. We're going to have Mauna Lua there. We're going to have Mauna Lua performing with Kalehua Puakea Halau. We have Napuale Oliko Lehua coming from Waimanalo. We have Hokulea that will be there. And just as a reminder for those who are outside of Mauna Loa who might not know this, but Nainoa Thompson and Bruce Blankenfeld are both from that side of the island, as is Kalea Wong, who's from Kalama Valley, who is a navigator. And we're really excited that we're going to be celebrating the 17 identified areas of water in our area. And one of the people that will be presenting is Keikai Maulu Lee, who's a great-great-grandson of the last konohiki of Mauna Loa, Jolu Kela. So we'll all be bringing the waters from these different areas together so people can learn about water. But throughout the week, the Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, Hokulea will do community tours from 3 to 6. And after that, every night we'll have entertainment. We have a really cool surprise guest on the Wednesday night. On Monday night, we have Kaiser coming with their ukulele class, and then Hokulea Talk Story, which is fantastic. Wednesday night, the 16th, is a special guest. I encourage everyone to come. It's going to be fantastic. And then the Friday night will be the closing ceremony, and we'll have more with Hokulea, and we'll talk every night. The community groups presenting will share what they're doing. So it's going to be awesome. Please come out. No matter what side of the island you're from, please come support us, because water binds us all together no matter what part of the island you're from.
All right. Thank you very much, Anne-Marie Kirk, for sharing the upcoming festival. That was Anne-Marie Kirk talking about the festival over at the Hawaii Kai Town Center coming up on May 12th.